like sands through the hourglass. These are the bands of your life.
Preparing to die, sir.
Bands of Your Life brought to you by Globe Life. Who's your beneficiary? If you're a Ticket P1, go to globelifep1.com for more information and details. And our super special guest star this week, Bands of Your Life, is the producer of the show formerly known as Bad Radio, now known as The Hang Zone. It's Blake Jones. Hi, Blake.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Y'all?
All right.
I'm doing okay now that I'm safe.
Yeah, we understand that you had to drive to Dan McDowell's this morning to do this segment. And so what was that drive like? And is Dan awake yet?
Dan is awake. He's not his more energetic self, but he is up and moving around. But the roads were pretty bad. In fact, there's like a little hill outside of my apartment that I went up and then back down in reverse. So it's it's not good. Just every, you know, people driving on the snow yesterday just kind of cratered everything, and then overnight it refroze. So it's a lot slicker than it was yesterday.
Wow. Well, we appreciate you showing that kind of courage in order to make it for Bands of Your Life. That means a lot to us.
Well, you know, the fake Blake often mercy kills himself for you guys, so I thought this was the least I could do.
Yeah, we hear from him quite often.
Yeah.
Time for
me
to die, sir.
Its own version of fake Blake has made its way to the afternoon by the way of Matt Birmingham, so I have that to look forward to as well.
That is pretty funny. Have y'all heard that yet, Ham impersonating Blake?
Yes, it's funny.
It's pretty dang funny.
Well, we just want to make sure that they're treating you well, Bad Radio. Do they take care of you? Are they nice to you?
More so off the air than on the air. Yeah, but...
That's a tough gig,
I feel like
gig,
this is
boy.
Just kind of the initiation process. I think George is called the two hardest jobs in the Metroplex, Dallas Cowboys quarterback and producer for Bad Radio. So
that's right.
I think that kind of fits the mold.
I've always said that. Yeah.
Yep, I think he's right. All right, well, let's get going on the musical questionnaire. I'm really curious about this because as much time as we've spent together over the years and at training camp, I don't really know your musical tastes. So we're about to find out. Blake doing Bands of Your Life. So let's start off with band that you hate.
So the great part about this question first is it really makes every...
Or Blake?
Did we lose him?
You're still connected.
Hate it's... you, and then there you really go. Have to rally on later in the survey. But I'm going to go with Jason Isbell. You got me now?
I have never heard anybody.
Okay. Wow, start this is... Maybe...
Indifferent, but not hate.
So, this yeah, as you can tell by this song, it's Jason Isbell. And the reason why is so many people have told me to listen to this guy, and I've heard him playing at people's houses or whatever, and to me, it's the most Colin Robinson thing I have in my life. It just drains my energy.
Okay.
Because he's just out to make you sad, and I'm just not here for that in music.
He's had some heartache in his life, and he's
sure
written about it.
He was pissed.
No, I can understand why not everybody loves him. I've just never heard anyone really take an anti-stance on him. Maybe, yeah, it doesn't really hit me, but not really the... But I could see why if it's not your cup of tea, and there is a lot of hype about him, so I can get that.
See, just to me, like, music is supposed to be our escape, right? You know, just kind of drift off, not think about anything. But, like, he just wants to anchor you down to, like, the saddest parts of life.
Hey,
but some people want to be sad when they listen to music. That's part of the catharsis.
But not Blake. Okay, that's what I would call a roaring star.
Yeah, and that's true, and I'm sure he's really great for that, but... No, to me, he's the Sarah McLachlan commercial of music.
Okay, this is great. We're getting HSOs out of the gate from Blake. All right, next up is band that you think is overrated.
I think we're on a bad delay. Blake?
You think? What? Ooh. I thought Blake is all right, so Dan's house, so can't he just use the access?
Put the Beatles on here, but I do like a couple of their
okay, we're going to have
songs.
To disconnect Cray-Tray. We got to get to the bottom of this. Yeah. Put him on the phone if we can, but you need to pull him down here. We're on like a 15-second delay.
It's pretty bad. Okay, I'm going to call Blake.
Yeah, just have him pop on the phone. Gordo brings up a good question. They broadcast every day on the same equipment, I would think, right?
Yeah, they went to Dan's house to broadcast because they have one of the professional access systems.
Yeah, that's why Blake went there.
But instead, it sounds like Blake went over to Dan's house to just connect with his own laptop.
All right, let us know when you got him on the phone, and we'll continue that way.
Okay, sir.
I promise the P1s, we do try to troubleshoot this each week, but each week it gives us trouble, so maybe we're like Ercot when it comes to delivering this segment. We're not
fully
prepared.
Let's get Ercot back on the line. I want to see what he's got.
Are you having trouble working the phone there, or...?
What would this conversation like between Blake and Trey sound like, Gordo?
Hey, we don't have to hear that from Gordon. We got Blake on the line.
Okay.
All right, Blake, we had a 20-second delay there, so we're going to have to do this on the phone unless you guys can figure out that technology.
Yeah, I may have to do a phone for now.
Okay. Okay, let's pick up because we're running behind now. We left off with band you think is overrated.
Okay, almost put the Beatles on here, but I do happen to like a couple of their songs. So ultimately, I went with Queen.
Wow. Man, he is bringing the heat.
Boy, he is.
Almost picked the Beatles, but went with Queen. Why don't you like Queen?
What do you call them? Are they arena rock or anthem rock?
Yes.
They're
just rock.
I guess they just never got off.
They kind of took arena rock to another level.
See, to me, they just made music that should be played between outs at a baseball game, and to me, that's not real music.
Between outs at a baseball game.
He's got a great voice, though.
Great
voice, catchy tunes.
Like this song playing, like I've never understood, I guess, the draw to it.
Okay. Man, what a start.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to band you think is underappreciated.
Okay, so if there are any rap fans out there, it's definitely Danny Brown, but I don't expect you guys to know who that is. But I went with Tomar and the FCs. Have you guys heard of this band?
I don't believe I have.
Couldn't name a song.
So Danny Bayless recommended them, I think, on Concert Calendar one week, and I checked them out, and they're incredible. And I'm not the biggest soul or R&B guy, but I have thoroughly enjoyed everything they put out.
Okay, I'm reading about them here. They're from Austin, it looks like.
Yeah, and in fact, I drove down to Austin pre-pandemic to see them for one of their album releases, and they're great. They're great live. You know, they play really small concerts, so you can probably, you know, just walk up to them and meet them, and they're all really nice, and you can hear the lead singer, Tomar Williams. He's vastly talented.
Yeah, I like
Tomar
this.
And the FCs.
Yeah, you need to check him out.
Okay, I like what I'm hearing here.
Yeah. That groove.
Okay, Blake, next up is band that you love.
Okay, it was hard for me to not choose Kanye, but ultimately, for conversation purposes, I went with Little Feat.
Interesting.
Spotify surprising.
Why do you love Little Feat?
So Hank Dinkinson turned me on to this band, and I love them. So obviously being born in 91, like I missed the great rock era of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So it's kind of hard for me to go back and like understand the big deal that music was back then. But for some reason, I just instantly connected with this band. I love the horn section. I love the piano, mixes in classic rock. And the vocalist, Lowell George, is awesome. I love his voice and how he fits to the music.
Well, it surprised me. I just figured you'd be all aughts rap and that a group from that long ago really struck a chord with you.
Yeah, I mean, I'll get into more into rap here later in the survey. But I don't know. For some reason, just listening to Little Feet, they, I don't know, they grabbed me instantly.
You know, it's a band that I've heard of, obviously, heard about, but I don't know that I could have produced off the top of my head any of their songs or song titles.
Yeah, I was never really into them either.
Yeah, and I didn't know any of their songs before I started listening, but this is one, I think this is from their live album, and yeah, I love it.
Okay. All right, band that made you fall in love with music.
Okay, so George nailed it. Growing up in the early aughts, I was a big rap fan, and I was never a big music fan until I got into middle school. You know, I'd always listen to the rock in my parents' car, but I never felt like music was mine until in sixth grade, after I got straight A's, I got the Eminem Show CD. And that's when I started really gelling with music. Now, of course, the CD was the clean version. Of course, my parents had morals, but it's great. I don't know. This might get a little deep, but I feel like his music kind of hit me at the right time. Just as a young kid growing up, and I don't know. Life is rough, I guess, when you're a teenager, and I really related to a lot of the stuff that he was saying.
In suburbia? And,
yeah, sure. But I don't know. I had never related to an artist like this.
Yeah. I saw that in my kids and their friends. Suburban kids were totally into him.
I loved Eminem. Like, I think he's genius.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, lyrically, he's incredible. And, you know, you listen to the lyrics over and over again and you pick up new rhymes or, you know, what he's saying. And, he was awesome. He was a big part of my growing up process.
America is enjoying Blake Jones, the producer of The Hang Zone. He's our special super guest star this week in Bands of Your Life. All right. What is Blake's guilty pleasure?
I'm going to get slammed for this, but I feel like you're supposed to get slammed for your guilty pleasure. But mine is Journey.
You don't feel guilty about it. They were cool back when we were your age.
Yes.
So, obviously, I've heard that very annoying song, Don't Stop Believing, 1,000 times. But
yeah,
getting into their other hits, like, I really like them.
Yeah, they had great, great melodies, ballads, and some just good rock songs back in the day.
And obviously, Steve Perry is obviously iconic, but that Neil Sean, the guitarist, I feel like he makes the band.
No doubt.
He's awesome.
And I think, yeah, this Who's Crying Now, that's my favorite song by Journey.
You know, I think there are some Journey songs that maybe back in the day, if you admitted that you liked, you would get slammed for. But in general, like the kids in high school, liking Journey was cool. I don't think it was, you know, anything that they would make fun of you for.
Yeah. Yeah, back in our day, Blake, you would have been cool.
But it's changed now, right?
Am I cutting in and out?
No.
Okay.
Okay, Blake.
Yeah, you were not cool if you liked Journey when I was in school.
Last question is your favorite band to see live.
And that is, without a doubt, Kid Cudi. Do you guys know who Kid Cudi is?
No.
Heard of him, but I couldn't tell you much about him.
So I guess he's labeled as a rapper, but he's... I describe him more as an artist, because he's not, you know, he's not rapping. He's just more of putting, like, his own art into music. So he's... Like, you can hear he's gone through troubles in his life. His dad died when he was a kid, and you can really feel his pain in his music. And I guess sometimes when we're all in the mood, you know, we want to vibe with something a little less heavy. And he's just a great artist to kind of pair that with. And now I know I came on here earlier saying Jason Isbell just makes sad music and I didn't like it. But I feel like he is there to, like, step on you, make you feel sad. Kid Cudi is there to help you through it.
Okay. Now, is Kid Cudi, are you talking about Scott Ramone Seguro Mascuti?
Yes, that is his
Okay, I know who you're talking about.
Now Junior can relate. Yeah.
Yeah, I know him. Hey, Blake, you know what? That was a really interesting list, from Little Feet to Kid Cudi, and he hates Jason Isbell and thinks Queen and the Beatles are overrated. That was a really entertaining ride. Thank you.
Of course. Thanks for having me on. Sorry the connection got bad.
Hey, that's Blake. Okay. We got through your list, and that's all that matters. All right, be safe when you get back out on the roads.
All right, appreciate it, guys. See ya.
Yep, there he goes. Blake Jones, the producer of The Hang Zone. Bands of your life this week.
Let me be straight with you. This is a radio commercial for 3 small business insurance. The policy has no fine print. It's clear what's covered. So while you can't see the following scene, just know that this pet store is protected by 3.
Joe, did you leave the snake tank open?
Look, I don't want to point fingers, but yes.
It's biting me! Sorry, sir! I'm calling my lawyer.
They're going to need some help with this mess. Luckily, they have 3. No fine print, just exceptional coverage. 3 is a product of Berkshire Hathaway Direct Insurance Company. 3. No nonsense, just common sense.